91X News.
It's 3 degrees and mostly cloudy at 3 o'clock. I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police in Coney West are on the lookout for a man after an armed robbery this morning. The corner store at 195 Dundas Street West was entered by a man at about 9 o'clock this morning. The man did have a weapon. He demanded money and took off with an unknown amount of cash. The male is described as 5'8" to 6'2", a medium build wearing a beige or light gray jacket and pajama pants. The man was last seen traveling northbound from the store. K-9 teams searched the area but were of no help. No injuries were reported, but anyone with information is asked to call Coney West OPP or Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, in Belleville, police are in search of a man who was suspected in two break-and-enters last night. In both cases, the man was scared off by homeowners before he could steal anything. Police searched for the suspect last night using a K-9 unit, but were not able to track him down. The suspect is described as being a Caucasian male in his 20s, with facial scruff, 5'7", wearing a gray baseball cap, a dark jacket with a maroon hoodie. If you have any information, call the Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. And police in Prince Edward County are hoping the public will help them find a missing teenager. Fernandez Muniz Sinawap was last seen at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon in the area of County Road 28. Police say the youth is of First Nation heritage and is unable to communicate effectively. They also say the youth may be headed to the Belleville area. If you have any information, you're asked to call OPP or Crime Stoppers. Live well, eat well, be well. If you're looking to improve the way you live, the Family Wellness Expo could be your ticket to a healthy lifestyle. Opportunities to learn about organic food, weight loss, and stress management are available through speakers, vendors, and live presentations. Money raised is going towards a local charity. An organization, Don James, the event manager, says could use some support.
We wanted to put on a family wellness event that would be also helping a community cause. So for 2012, we have selected the Sexual Assault Center of Quinte District. So all of the net proceeds from the day will be donated to SACQD.
The event runs from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Coburg Community Center. And the Mounties have been tight-lipped about the death of a man on an Alberta farm where two officers were shot last week. But today they've announced about 25 officers with service dogs are looking for another weapon believed to have been with the man accused in the shooting of the constables. Sawyer Clark Robinson faces two counts of attempted murder. He's due in court in Killam next week. That's 91X News at 3:03. Here's Taylor Rankema with a look at sports.
The Bulls travel to Oshawa tonight to face the Generals. These teams last met on January 4th, where the Bulls fell 4-1 on home ice. The Napanee Raiders are back in action tonight. The Raiders look to hold on to their playoff hopes. Right now, the Panthers lead the best-of-five series 2-1. Seven games on tap in the NHL tonight, including three Canadian teams. Montreal faces off with Buffalo. Winnipeg is home to the Bruins, and Edmonton plays Colorado. On the hardwood, Toronto hosts Charlotte in one of 11 games on the schedule around the league. New York faces off with Orleans. Phoenix plays the LA Lakers, and Miami heads to Cleveland. Well, fans did not wait long to snap up tickets for the Toronto Blue Jays' home opener. The team launched ticket sales this morning at 10 a.m., and the opening game at Rogers Centre was sold out about an hour later. The Blue Jays will kick off their home schedule April 9th against the Boston Red Sox. Andy Fantuz has made his decision, and he's returning to Southern Ontario. The veteran slotback announced via Twitter that he has agreed to terms on a contract with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The 6'4", 220-pound receiver spent the last six seasons with the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91x weather.
A few flurries ending late this afternoon, then cloudy. The high plus 4, clearing this evening, a dipping down to a low of minus 4. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow. Snow beginning early in the morning and ending early in the evening. We could see up to 2 to 4 centimeters. High plus 1. And Sunday, sunny skies with a high of 0. Right now, it's 3 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with Taylor Rankema. 91X News is on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.